We are rolling along the Capital City Recap. If you use Google as much as we do here at the Capital City Recap, of course, our address is ccrecap@gmail.com. But whether you use Google Mail, Gmail, you use the Google Maps, all the Google apps, here's something you want to know about. They just released their latest transparency report, and they are now saying that they have a 60% compliance rate. It's their lowest rate in 7 years, but 60% of the time governments ask Google for information, they hand it over. Sean Tuma with us. He is really one of the country's top cybersecurity business lawyers at solidcounsel.com. Sean, great to have you on WILS.
My pleasure. Thank you very much for having me, Michael.
Now, do you use Google at all in any capacity?
Yes, sir. I use Gmail for personal, non-business, non-sensitive email.
Okay. As an attorney, right, you can't use that kind of email for that, for the careful stuff?
You know, when you know what I know about it, you can't. Mm-hmm. There are attorneys who practice in other areas that use it. I don't advise it, but they use it. But I'm not going to do it when I practice in cybersecurity and privacy law.
Hey, Google has so much information. A lot of times they can know where we are, certainly our emails, all kinds of details about us. What does it really take for any local government to get that information?
Well, what it takes usually is what we would call legal process. You have different levels of how the government operates. Whenever you're dealing with like a terrorism type investigation or things like that, they can go to these FISA courts where the courts will issue secret, for lack of a better word, orders that permit them to go gather that information. But the more regular course is when governments are doing investigations in cases that are publicly filed, they'll issue subpoenas and requests for information like that.
And Google will hand that information over just like that.
Yeah. Usually they will hand it over in response to subpoenas. And look, I subpoena Google too. And they generally hand it over to me as well.
In what context was that?
If we have litigation sometimes involving questions of what people were doing in their email, or there was deleted data or location services, a lot of people don't realize Google tracks your locations. You can subpoena that.
And these are cases that don't involve the government, right? These are just simple...
That's right. These are private civil actions, and we're trying to gather evidence through the discovery process.
So on what grounds would Google say, no, we won't give this, but we'll give you that? How does that work?
It depends on how relevant it is to the real claims in the suit many times. It depends on the sensitivity of the information and how you make your case and showing how and why you need that information. Mm. And a lot of times what they do is they'll object and then have you go to the court to have the court then order compliance with that request, which gives them a little layer of protection there.
It's interesting. So as an attorney, when you want information, electronic information, not to be accessed this way, how do you protect yourself?
You know, look, you got to understand when you're using a free service, you're the product, you're the service. And so don't put sensitive information on services such as these. Mm-hmm. And when it's really sensitive, encrypt it yourself so that only you have the keys to get into that data, and that's a much better way to protect it.
But even a paid email service, couldn't they be subpoenaed even if you're paying for your service?
Absolutely. Any service can be subpoenaed, and when the proper case is made, we'll have to comply with that. Hmm. So if you're really concerned about the secrecy of your information, encryption is the second best way of protecting it. The first best way is not putting it in any digital format.
At all. And now, when you see a 60% compliance rate, is that something we should feel good about with Google, I guess 40% of the time saying no?
You know, we really don't know. In my own personal experience, I think Google does a pretty good job of responding in an appropriate manner to requests. You know, we don't know what these cases are. Whether they're fishing expeditions, we like to call them, when they're just reaching out for anything, right, or when they're legitimate requests.
You're saying that's where Google will hold back. Now, what about the other things, Google Maps? I mean, they have a whole planet of apps and options within Google. Do you ever pull or ask for information from those apps?
Oh, absolutely. And Google stores all of that, as well as the IP addresses many times that are being used for the service, so you can track down the location of people. Mm. But one thing most people don't realize is Google has a service called My Activity that even when you use private, in private or secret web browsing and you clear out your cache or your search history, it still has tracked your activity on the internet unless you go in there and delete it specifically. And a lot of times, you know, that's a place where if you feel like someone's being dishonest about what they've given you through discovery of certain information, right, you can seek that through the court process.
Now, what if you use a VPN, right? Virtual private network? It's software you can download to your computer. Does that protect you in any way?
Well, not really in this case, because if you're using the Google app or the Google service, it's going to track the history of your usage. It may give a different location from the VPN, so because of where the VPN is originating from, or
but it'll know it's you essentially by the login and so on, right?
Right. If you're signed into your Google account, it's going to track that usage.
It's Sean Tuma, one of the country's top cybersecurity business attorneys. You can find him at solidcounsel.com. Sean, it's been very insightful. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Michael. Yep. It's my pleasure.